This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, I mean, by now you should have the phone number memorized, right? Although I suppose there are people who are listening to me for the very, 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 very first time today, at which point I would say, hi, folks, how are you? What's taking you so long? We're welcome. You know, I've been at the theater when people come in late, and it's getting to be more and more, because I'm sure for a performer that that's really irritating. I mean, when you guys turn on the radio late, it's like I don't hear it. I mean, I sort of feel it in my bones, and I think, where have you been? But it's not nearly as disruptive as a live performance. And I think Mandy Patinkin, I think, was, as far as I know, was the one who started, who has kind of a reputation of being a little bit curmudgeon-y, like a lot curmudgeon-y. And what he'll do is when, and inevitably the people who come in later sitting in the first row, if you notice that, it's Murphy's Law. And so he'll say, okay, let me tell you what happened. And he will recap the entire show to that point. And I've seen him do it. Not only several different times at several different performances, I've seen him do it several different times in one performance, which is kind of like in college. Remember when people wouldn't show up and the professor would give you an exam, which always seemed to me sort of counterproductive. It's punishing the people who did show up, except I guess for the people who didn't show up that they have a blank spot where their test should be. But all right. So welcome. I digress myself. If you're listening for the first time, I am your friendly neighborhood psychologist. I'm actually a licensed clinical psychologist. I've been doing a radio show since God's dog was a puppy. The whole point of the program, although sometimes it diverges a little bit, and it may... let me just tell you what I think the program is, and then you can tell me what you think the program is, which is just helping you out with whatever's going on in your mind, in your life, in your neighborhood, in your bedroom, in your boardroom, in, I suppose, your classroom, the grocery store, whatever, online, your dating life. The idea is that you have access to an honest-to-goodness clinical psychologist. You don't need insurance. All you have to do is dial the phone number. And for most of us, the 855 number is a toll-free number anyway, but for most of us on our cell phones, we're not charged for phone calls anymore. Remember when we used to have to call in on somebody's birthday, call up and say you were Harry Birthday, calling a collect so they'd know that you're wishing them happy birthday and you didn't have to pay for the phone call. See, people don't do that anymore because phone calls don't cost anything. You guys are missing all the fun. All right, so the point being that you have access to me. Now, the difference between this and therapy is severalfold. First of all, you're probably not going to get 55 minutes with me, realistically. But you may get longer than you expect it to get, depending on the complexity and when you call. If you call at 5 minutes before I'm finished with the program for the day, you ain't going to get more than about 5 minutes. Although what I'll do is set you up, and then you can call the next day. And so calling earlier in a program makes a lot more sense, number one. Number two, you may not need that amount of time. It's nothing you have to pay for. The only disadvantage, and it is sort of a disadvantage which people overcome surprisingly easily, is that it's not as private as it would be if you were in my office. On the other hand, it's also free. And one of the things that I learned very early on is, first of all, you don't have to use your real name, and many people don't. Both my daughter and my mother at different points in my career have called my program, and they use different names. And took me about 15 seconds to realize it was them. But I never tumbled to it. I just answered their question, which is I will do with you. Hi, Mom. So it isn't completely anonymous, but as I said, it's surprisingly easy to overcome, and the way I understood it is not so much that people would call me on the air, but that when I would go and give speeches at my affiliates, and so you're sitting in a room, in an auditorium maybe, or a gym, with your next-door neighbors in pretty well-lit circumstances usually, and people will stand up and ask the most extraordinarily personal things. Sometimes I've had gotten questions about domestic violence where they're sitting next to the person who has been abusing them. I've had questions from family members about other family members who were there with them at the experience. So And the first couple times it happened, it was kind of surprising of, wow. And then I realized that, first of all, I'm not shamed by the question, so hopefully you're not shamed by the question, that we all run into difficulties. Second of all, that there's an urgency about it, I think, that overcomes whatever scruples we might have about, geez, Louise, I want to keep this private. And third of all, that they know that it's an opportunity that you may not have again. And so for whatever reason, people are perfectly willing to confide things in me that are routinely and ordinarily thought of as private. I think part of it is sort of removing the concept of shame from the fact that we run into trouble. And we have a difficulty in this society. We're better than many societies, but that doesn't mean that we're terrifically good at it, of admitting when we have a problem, that there's that sort of ethos that says that good people don't have problems, or that smart people can solve their own problems, and they're equally false. They just have nothing to do with reality. That you're not, and knowing yourself is probably the most difficult task we ever undertake, and we don't exactly have an objective perspective on our own selves by definition. So for all those reasons, what I do is take your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. And as I said, you can put a handkerchief over the phone. You can use another name. You just have to remember the name long enough so when I say, Henry, you're on the air, you don't go, is that me? And so, sometimes people who've given me false names have referred to themselves by their real name somewhere in the phone call, but I just pretend that they didn't. I don't want to blow their cover, even though they've blown their own cover. So the idea is that's kind of what we do around here. Now, what we also do is kind of give you a perspective on the wider world, which can include a news story. There's a news story today that I don't understand why they actually published it, to be quite honest. And somebody had actually told me about it a couple of days ago, which is the TSA story. Did you see that, where they said that 95% of the test things that they sent, bombs through and knives through and whatever, that 95% of them were not detected? Why would you publish that kind of story? First of all, it certainly offsets the reason, I think, why TSA does any of this, which is to reassure people. I don't know how reassuring it actually is, but I think that it in theory reassures people. And second of all, why would you give people who have questionable motives the opportunity that says, hey, listen, you're probably going to be okay? I don't know. Seems like a stupid story to me. Richard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How you doing?
Doing well, Richard. How can I help you?
I've got a question for you, but let me start. Well, first of all, as you can tell, I'm nervous. But
okay.
What I wanted to ask you is a question. But before I do that, I guess I wish I had called you and asked you the following question first. And I'm going to ask it for you because it is relative to my problem. But also, if there's other couples going through this, I'd like to hear what your response would be, because I don't want them to go through what I went through.
Okay.
My wife and I are separated. And we were sort of seeing a therapist who told us we should separate. We should not date other people. We should only date each other and be apart. And my wife was dead set on dating during the separation. I did not want to. I thought we should focus on, you know, the marriage. In a situation where two people are separating and one wants to date and the other one doesn't, what advice would you give in a situation like that? Especially, I guess, to me, the person who feels like we shouldn't be dating, what advice would you give?
I think at that point I certainly would not be involved in therapy, because therapy really requires, especially if you're dealing with couples, that both of you are on the same page. And I think there is value in separation, although I'm not sure what... First of all, look, both people have to agree what the goal of therapy is, or you're wasting your time and your money in therapy, number one. Number
yep.
two, a therapist saying, I think you should separate, is inappropriate. Because therapists
don't... We went to the therapist saying, we are separating.
Okay.
Please help.
Okay, fair enough.
Know.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Then I think that both of you have to agree on the rules of separation, or the separation is meaningless. And as far as I'm concerned, a separation... And I'll tell you what, let me hold that thought, come right back to you. We'll talk about the old problem and the new problem when I return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the ticket, 855-993-7569. It actually is Dr. Joy, but should you forget that? Well, you're going to remember Dr. Joy easier than the numbers, but if you need the numbers, you can also go to drjoy.com. We try and make it as easy as possible for you to get in touch as quickly as possible. Okay, so we're talking with Richard. And Richard had a current question, but he also had a retrospective question about he and his wife going to a therapist, And as I said, I think it makes no sense to go to a therapist unless both of you agree that you have the same goal. For example, if one person wants out and the other wants to save the marriage, don't go to a therapist, because a therapist isn't going to help clarify anything, and it's going to make both of you unhappy. Both of you are going to feel that therapy is a waste of time. So it doesn't make any sense. So you go into therapy with a shared goal, and let's assume temporarily that the shared goal was a separation. Okay, so what you're asking the therapist to do is help you negotiate the rules for a separation. The moment you said, or the therapist said, no dating other than each other, and the other person says, no, I want to date other people, then you end the therapy because you're not on the same page. One person wants to work on the marriage, the other person wants out of the marriage. And so that it's a waste of time. As far as I'm concerned, you don't date each other during a separation. Here's the reason why. That marriage, living together, is a problem. It's aggravating. It can be wonderful, but there's no question that there is an abrasive quality just by two people living together for any length of time. So when I try to convince people to separate, and I don't convince them to separate, when I try and help them understand what a separation may give to them, clarify for them, is how much they miss each other. Because the day-to-dayness, especially if a marriage has come off the tracks, is just irritating. And you forget any of the positive reasons the two of you are together. So as far as I'm concerned, a separation says we're not going to see each other. We're not going to interact with each other. What we're going to do is see if we miss each other. And if we miss each other, if there's enough... the separation has to go on for at least a couple months, because the initial response will be one of two things. Either, thank God that person's out of my hair, or, oh my God, I'm alone, I hate being alone, I'm going to die alone. And neither of those responses are very useful. So over a period of, let's say 3 months, then both of those responses presumably will come and go, and you have a more balanced view of, you know what, I'll always love that person, but it's just not worth it. You know, it's just whatever we had, we no longer have. Or, do you know what, that person can drive me crazier than anything or anybody on the face of this earth, but my life is better with them in my life rather than without. And you can see it takes a while. It takes a couple of months minimum to figure that out. Now, the point about dating each other during that period of time completely offsets the reason for the separation, which is, all right, so we've discovered that it's good not to aggravate each other, but we still get to go and play and we can have sex. And so what a lot of people will then opt for is, okay, let's do a permanent separation, which makes no sense. So if the point of a separation is to see how it is to be without that person. And quite often there has to be some kind of contact, because especially if their kids involved or their finances involved or whatever, but it should really be minimized. And I don't necessarily encourage people to be in therapy, certainly with each other, during the time of the separation, because again, it means that there's some contact. And the point is to not have the contact. Sometimes a couple who is going through a crisis and is going through separation can benefit from individual therapy about the marriage during the separation, but it's never made any sense to me to have couples coming into therapy for an hour a week to talk about what it is to be apart. Because, again, there's that kind of peaks and valley kind of thing, and if one person is saying, wow, it feels really great to not have them around, and the other person is missing you, I mean, it's painful and pointless. So the separation, as far as I'm concerned, really needs to be the hole in the donut. But the moment someone in therapy says, okay, during separation, I don't think we should date other people, and the other one says, yeah, I'm going to, then the therapy is over, and for all practical purposes, the marriage, at least at that point, is over. Now, what the person can do who wants to maintain the marriage is to say, get it out of your system. I'll wait 6 months or I'll wait a year, but no longer than that.
Yeah, well, having gone through it, I can tell you are right. Let me tell you where I am today, and that is I realized a lot of things that had happened during the separation made me realize that I wanted to divorce my wife. And there's a whole bunch of things, but one of the things that happened early on when I said I didn't want to date other people was she had somebody lined up. It wasn't an affair. It was someone when we had decided someone she was working with, that when it was decided we should go through the child separation, she shared a kiss with him and met with him one other time, says nothing sexual happened. And oddly enough, I do believe her.
I believe her. I mean, there's no particular reason to lie about it. Once she'd already set up the parameters, so.
Well, here's the thing, though. The person is connected to our lives in many ways. He sold us our pool. He was a member of our temple. Everyone in our temple knows him. Our kids were friends. Friends are friends. Business associates. And the worst part is, and what's leading up to my question here, is she's had him over the house with not only my son, who's 12, but now my daughter, who's 20, and had him as an overnight guest when she said she would never do that. And here's the thing. Now that I've said I want to file for divorce, she has said, okay, we need to work on this marriage. I love you. I want this, you know, I'll get rid of him. And I don't know why it's shaken her up. And I've been giving a lot of thought as to whether or not I want to get back to her. And there are several issues, but one of them that's really in the way, and this is why I called you, is I feel embarrassed by her behavior. I feel like if we get back together, you know, and we go to temple as a family, I'm going to run into people who saw her there at temple with him for comedy night, or that, you know, I feel embarrassed in front of my daughter coming back home, knowing that mom, you know, just so blatantly did this. It makes me feel so lousy inside, Joy. And okay. I don't want to be embarrassed, and I don't want people's pain.
All right, let's look at this. All right, okay. How old is your daughter?
20.
All right. First of all, I hear what you're saying.
By the way, we discussed this in therapy and couples things that we would not do this, and she agreed, and she lied and did what she did. And there's a series of lying on her part, which is another
issue.
Okay,
I got it.
But I'm not going to get into that, but okay.
Well, but look, Richard, the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath and not lose forest for trees, all right?
Okay.
Because whatever decision you make, you're going to have to live with it for a while. And it sounds to me, for whatever reason, how long ago was the separation?
It started February of this year, 2000.
Okay, so it's relatively recent.
Yes.
All right, let me go through a couple things with you. First of all, that she obviously was under the assumption that essentially she could date and you would wait for her. And
no,
when you finally said...
True.
Wait a minute. When you said I don't want to date during the separation, and she said I do.
Yeah.
I mean that's saying you're committed to the relationship and she's not. So whether you agreed to the fact that it was okay for her to date or not, that was her working assumption, which is why when you pulled the plug, she panicked. Hang on, we'll get back to this. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play: Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Richard, who I would say today is not a very happy camper. How long have you guys been married? You've got a 20-year-old daughter, so presumably you've been married...
20-year-old, I'm a 12-year-old, and I've been married 24 years.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here's the deal. You need to figure out where you are, all right? And you don't have to do it immediately. You have an enormous amount of power at this moment because you're the one who's a little ambivalent and she's the one who's saying, no, I really want a marriage. Let me tell you, it's funny because the topic came up yesterday in a completely different context, but let me just share it with you and then I'll tell you how you have to think about this. That we were talking about... the Amish, which have something called, I think it's called the Hell Year. And what the Amish is, as you're probably aware, I actually lived in Pennsylvania at one point, and several of my friends were actually Amish. But it's a very it's a very austere lifestyle. But what the Amish community does when kids graduate high school, which is at 18, is they toss them out. They say, go to New York, go to Chicago, go to L.A., go around the world, and do whatever you need to do. Make sure you don't get pregnant. But other than that, you can do whatever you want to do. Because what we need for you to do is, having experienced the world, temptation, I suppose, with a capital T, is the only way you're ever going to be able to make an intelligent, informed, long-term decision about a lifestyle that precludes this kind of behavior. And if we don't let you do this, then you'll always wonder. And that temptation of what you don't know is much more virulent and much more dangerous than going out and experiencing it. And as a result, I think something like 93% of the kids come back and opt for the lifestyle of saying, okay, well, I got that out of my system. And so I'm not really trying to rationalize your wife's behavior, but if it's any comfort to you, that once she, and it sounds like it was a pretty, austere is kind of a strange word to use, but a relatively innocent kind of flirtation of, gee, does somebody else find me attractive, and yada yada. But
yeah,
but it's not the issue. The issue is not what she wants, although it sounds like she's much more in line with what at one point you wanted. What do you want at this moment? And your pride and 25 cents, and then buy you a cup of coffee. And I'm not suggesting that we do things that are antithetical to us, but I'm saying at some point being embarrassed just means we took a chance. It just means we made ourselves vulnerable. And so I would hate for you to decide that because she was blatant about this, and people can make any assumption they want. We don't care about other people. And even your daughter, I mean, your daughter, I guarantee you, has done some things she was embarrassed about. And embarrassment is certainly something that should make us rethink whatever that behavior was. But this isn't on you. This is on her.
Yeah, sure. I misled you one thing. I'm the one who's embarrassed by her behavior.
I know you are.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I got it.
Okay.
There was no. Why would I mistake that?
Okay.
I'm saying that if anybody should be embarrassed, it would be her, not you. You didn't do anything. And so you have to make sure that you're not letting your sort of macho sense of, well, it didn't make any difference that we're separated. It didn't make any difference that she was unhappy. It didn't make any difference that we had a marriage in trouble. All of those things, as long as they kept quiet, were okay. It's the public part that's troublesome. And I'm saying, you know, it's interesting that I started off the program talking about exactly that inadvertently, which is people's willingness to talk about things that in theory would make them embarrassed, and they're clearly not. Because the need for some information, the need for some solution, the need for some different perspective overwhelms, and they're absolutely right, the sense of, well, you know, what if somebody heard me? Who cares? You cannot run your life by what other people's notions are. And yeah, I understand it's a little embarrassing, but they don't have anything to do with your marriage. They're not going to be there when you're celebrating your 50th anniversary, unless you invite them. They're not going to be there if you're by yourself and missing her desperately and wishing that you'd done something differently. So it's interesting but irrelevant. You have to decide if you want this marriage, and if so, on what basis. And that's all.
Okay.
And how you explain it to your daughter. I mean, look, there's not a kid in a family any place in the world who hasn't said to one of the parents, I can't believe you put up with that. Because kids feel that they have a right to criticize their parents' behavior, dress code, drinking behavior, driving, education, wardrobe, makeup, weight, exercise. I mean, kids feel perfectly content of saying, I can't believe you would do that. So,
okay.
I mean,
all right.
You have to figure out what you want, if you want this marriage, and if so, under what circumstances, which means you've got to go back not over her behavior, but over what it is you want, what it is you're willing to offer, and what it is that, how you're going to negotiate that. And it may be that you get to the point that says, there's nothing here to do, or there is. Go ahead.
I think I know the answer. I think I don't want to go ahead with the marriage regardless. But let's say for some reason that I do. I can always call you back, I know. But let's just say in a few, 3 years or 2 years from now, we get back together now, and 2 years from now, you know, someone's commenting about how she would have guys check into her hotel room at business functions for hookups. And it's awkward, like, to hear people, you know, overhearing gossip. It actually
okay, here's what I would say.
Happened.
All right, if so, somebody comes to you and says that, I would look them square in the eye, give them,
okay.
Right, I'd look them square in the eye and say, why are you telling me that? And what they're going to say is, well, I just thought you'd want to know.
And
then you can say, to do what? I mean, the people are perfectly willing to go, yeah, exactly.
And actually, what I was really thinking of is, and this is what happened, is two people talking about it, because my wife runs her business out of my home, and I came out of the garage because I was waiting for, I had to pick up my son, and they were talking about it, how they were embarrassed by her behavior, and then I came around the corner, and it was kind of like this awkward moment. It's not like they came up and said something, but it's like, damn, what do I say right now, or how do I deal with it?
Stupid and cheerful. Stupid and cheerful. Because it's an irrelevancy. It doesn't make any difference. It's because people are always going to talk, and people will make up stuff. I mean, and gossip, you know, it's interesting because you're talking about exactly this issue yesterday, that when we were in junior high school and we would get 10 kids in a line at a party and you would whisper something in the first person's ear and they would whisper it, then by the end of the line it was completely different. Who cares what other people think? And other people will always have an opinion. So it's not the relevant issue.
You're right. It is hard. That's all I'm saying.
Well, but it's only hard if...
I'm not arguing with you. I am going to follow your advice.
I know. But it's a moment. Look, it's a momentary blip on the radar as opposed... It's kind of like... I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to think of a good example. It's kind of like stubbing your toe and kicking the thing. I mean, so you stub your toe. Your toe's not going to be stubbed forever. It's irritation. But I mean, do you really want to kick the to break the cabinet or the table on which you broke you stub your toe? It makes you feel like a jerk. It hurts, but it's momentary. It's not relevant. And so, you know, maybe you want to move the table around, or maybe you want to be a little more careful about it, or maybe you don't want to go barefoot around the house. But to lose sight of the table in the room in your life because you stubbed your toe, it makes no sense. You need to figure out what's the big deal here. What's the important thing? And you deal with the important stuff first, and everything else will follow. And the important thing is not other people's... the important thing isn't even you being embarrassed. The important thing is, what the hell do I do about this marriage? Do I want this woman or not? And under what circumstances? And, you know, what's my pound of flesh? You know, that if she embarrassed me, I want something back for that. I want her to, and you have to make sure it's not so odious that it's going to sink what's a very fragile kind of vessel at this moment. But it's okay to say, look, I want you to, and I don't know what you want. I don't know whether I want you to make mother's pot roast every Friday for the rest of your life, or I don't know if you want to not see this guy again, or I don't know if this is something where I want he and I to go out together to a temple function. Figure out what you want. What'll make it okay for you? What'll neutralize it? But don't lose sight of the important thing.
You know, the important thing here, I just realized just listening to you, is the fact, regardless of this, I think for a whole host of reasons I don't have enough time to get into, obviously, with you, I think the marriage is over.
I mean, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, don't lose sight of what's really important, where your investment is. I mean, for 20 some years, the two of you were seen as a couple. For a couple of months, you weren't. So what? So figure out what you want going forward, not what other people's perceptions are, because they don't. You know, they're not invested in it. You're just the news story for the moment, and now they'll be on to somebody else's relationship or their own.
All right. I think I got it.
All righty.
Thank you so much. You're great.
You're welcome, Richard. 855-993-7569. It is something to remind ourselves of. Of publicly embarrassing people makes everything a bit more difficult. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. All right, so here's the deal. I was talking with Trevor about my wine this week about Mercury being retrograde, and I actually have another thing to add to my Mercury retrogradeness of not only nearly missing airplanes, going to the wrong airport, the rental car's battery died, computer broke down, television broke down, somebody supposedly canceled my account, which they hadn't, blah, blah, blah. And yesterday I got a call from my bank. Somebody had somehow, although I still had the card, had taken my ATM card and taken about $2,000 out of my account, and which I don't understand how they did, because I still have the card, which is, I know it's not very hard to sort of make fake cards up, but I don't know where they got the password, because it's not written any place. So they said, wow, these guys are really good at it. Anyway, so I was warning to Trevor, and he said, well, what does Mercury retrograde mean? All right, so here's the actual definition. As most of you know, we had a full moon a couple days ago, and it coincided, which I think is why things are so messy, with Mercury retrograde, which began May 18th and will be ending on June 11th, thank goodness. Scientifically, this is one of a handful of times when Mercury rotates slower than usual, and this creates the illusion that the planet is moving backward, hence the term retrograde. From an astrological standpoint, the Mercury retrograde means nothing but trouble. Those who believe in astrology, and we Scorpios, of course, don't, would be advised by astrologers not to make big purchases or life decisions. Mercury rules all types of communication, including listening, speaking, learning, reading, editing, researching, negotiating, selling, and buying. Mercury also rules all formal contracts and agreements, as well as important documents such as book manuscripts, term papers, agreements, deeds, contracts, leases, wills, etc. Included under this planet's domain are all types of code, including computer codes, as well as transportation, shipping, and travel. When the planet retrogrades, these areas tend to get scrambled or spin out of control. So, and how does the full moon play into this? It means you can view the full moon during the Mercury retrograde. This moon is called the strawberry moon. So there you go. Okay. Those who are strong believers in solar systems impacting out behavior may find this week to be especially troubling, since the full moon has long been used as an explanation for odd, erratic behavior. And the Mercury retrograde is considered to be an inauspicious time. In theory, coupling the two astronomical occasions can only manifest in mayhem. That said, there's no reason to worry, as scientists, generally speaking, have found any scientific backing, to the claims. I think that's a mistaken statement. They have not found any. It's interesting that in communication, talking about retrograde, they actually have a typo. Generally speaking, have not found any. Can you believe that? I mean, that's kind of ironic, I think. Talking about Mercury retrograde and they left out the important word. At any rate, most scientists don't think so. And in fact, although anybody who deals with the public, I've actually had this discussion before with people about the full moon. And at one point I was living in San Francisco and somebody pointed out that the whole idea about a full moon, about the moods in general, and the fact that the word lunatic obviously comes from the word for moon, the idea being that the gravitational forces are different during a full moon or a new moon or whatever. But somebody pointed out that in San Francisco, for example, that the gravitational pull at the top of Knob Hill as opposed to the bottom of Knob Hill is greater than the change of gravitational pull during the phases of the moon. So in theory, you should have different behavior at the top of Knob Hill than you do at the bottom of Knob Hill. So this was their way of disputing the claim, which, as a scientist, I buy that there's probably not a whole lot of correlation there. But let me tell you, as someone who deals with the public, I absolutely, or if you're in a car, that's when I'll notice it the most. I sometimes notice it on the program. And I'll just say without even being, I was saying to Trevor, I'll just say when things start getting wacky, Mercury must be retrograde. And I would say 9 times out of 10, it's when I look it up, it's true. But, and I've occasionally said, oh my goodness, we must be a full moon. But I occasionally sense it on the program, but much more likely in traffic. I'm not in traffic very much. I don't own a car unless I rent one when my kid was around. But, I'll say, oh my goodness, it must be a full moon because people drive much more erratically. So, I would point that out. All right, Trevor, now you know about Mercury retrograde.
Now I do.
And you're saying you heard it in a song.
In some techno song it was sampled. I guess that's the only time I'd ever heard it until just now.
Now you know, but now you can sound right. Really, really knowledgeable.
Yes.
All right, 855-99-375. Let's see. Tuesday night was the full moon, so we sort of looked at the day in history and realized that Mercury must have been retrograde with a full moon in history as well, because it was kind of one of those days you think, oh my goodness. On this day in history, Henry III became the Holy Roman Emperor in 1039. I know. I agree when you're saying, well, how would you know? At what time? Probably at 1213 or something. do you know who the Montgolfier brothers are?
Well, I do now. I mean, I didn't know beforehand.
I would not have known the name.
Uh-uh.
Tell everybody what they did in 1783.
On this day in 1783, they publicly demonstrate their Montgolfiere, which is a hot air balloon.
You ever been in a hot air balloon?
I never have. I've always been kind of interested in it.
They're fun. Yeah. I actually was on the Pro-Am circuit at one point. Believe it or not, I actually have a license, which I think takes 25 cents in a Cheerios box top. Which means, in theory, if I ever, I could take you up in a balloon, which I'm not sure I'd go with me. But and you always carry, one of the interesting things, which those of you who've been in hot air balloons know, is whenever you are up in a hot air balloon, you have a bottle of champagne with you. And it is not to drink. It is to hand to the farmer whose field you have landed in just before he shoots you. Because you cannot control hot air balloons very well. And obviously this was in the French countryside. And so I think the original was that they took the champagne to toast the flight, but it turned out to be very useful as a bribe to, and I've been in situations, I've landed in fields, and cows get, and horses tend to get pretty upset by balloon landing in their midst. But I've also landed in people's lawn, and it turns out to be very helpful to have a bottle of champagne to say, oh, I'm so sorry. I just thought I'd share that. It's a true story, though. Elizabeth Tibble became the first woman to fly in an untethered hot air balloon. Her flight covered 4 kilometers in 45 minutes and reached 1,500 meters in altitude, which is pretty high. And that was the following year. So there you go. And this is something from my home state. Louisiana was admitted to the U.S. The Louisiana Territory was renamed the Missouri Territory. How embarrassing. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.